Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome, everybody, as we begin a one-hour excursion into whatever you want to talk about here on Political Coffee, because it's Friday. And that means it's Freedom Friday, where I, as your benevolent dictator talk show host, give you the freedom to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. It just, anything is on the table today. So let's get at it. Pick up the phone and give me a call. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. And we have lots of emails to read. The Fred Gerard interview that's on Facebook about why he chose not to walk out is pretty pathetic. That's all I can say. The fantasy that Republicans have to stay in the building to highlight how bad the Democrats' bills are is ludicrous when you compare it to the results of them staying in the building. Because it isn't just the loss of your gun rights, folks. It's going to be everything else. This 43-page amendment that is cap and trade that's in House Bill 2021, that's going to pass because Fred Gerard thinks that staying in the building and saying how bad it's going to be for people is really going to hurt the Democrats. Do you believe that? Or would it really hurt the Democrats to literally stay out of the building and not allow it to happen at all? Is there some logic behind what I'm saying? Also, how about Biden's CDC director, a story in the Gateway Pundit, declares racism is a serious public health threat? What? Racism is a serious public health threat. Do you believe that? Do you buy that? Is that about as bad and as a ludicrous statement as what Fred Gerard said about staying in the building allows them to highlight how bad the Democrat buildings are? No. Folks, there's another story in the Oregon Watchdog today that has the truth behind it all. Lawmakers invited to submit proposals how to spend federal rescue funds. You know, I had a senator send me the list of at least a partial list. You see, senators submitted 300 requests for about $5 billion out of $780 million that the Oregonian story today says is available to spend out of the $2.4 billion. So, what they did is they solicited, I told you about this, well, I actually have the list. Now, the senator's name is not on it, but it's pretty obvious, based on the location of some of these, that every one of these six senators who stayed on the floor are requesting an awful lot of stuff. This pales in comparison to 300 requests on the Senate side for only $5 billion. And I will give you the, I will share the email with you from Anna Braun, who is Peter Courtney's chief of staff. And I will find it here in a moment because I forgot to put, I was going to get that up on, here it is. Yeah. So this is an email from Anna Braun, Peter Courtney's chief of staff. It is dated April 7th, 2 days ago. It is to one Democrat, or actually two Democrats. Three Democrats and a bunch of Republican senators. Some of who stayed and some of who walked out. These are a list of federal funding requests from the American Rescue Plan, as they call it. It says, in quote, the Senate submitted over 300 requests with a total funding requested of over $5 billion. The House has over 900 requests with a total of $30 billion of requested funding. As you know, our Ways and Means co-chair's framework states that we will have $780 million to spend on those requests. So we have lots of work to do to prioritize those requests. Next week, on the week of April 12th, they'll begin having Ways and Means community hearings on these and the entire state budget. The Oregonian story says the pitch for ideas could result in an oversized version of the traditional Christmas tree bill at the state capitol. Now, having gone through four regular sessions as when I was in the House of Representatives, because I served 8 years. And back then we were only meeting every other year, but five special sessions in 2002 to deal with the huge economic hit and the recession we had from 9/11, the attacks on 9/11. At any rate, having gone through all of those, I can tell you that the Christmas tree bill is real, and it is for the purpose of buying votes. Period. That's why they call it Christmas tree. Well, the story here says this. It could result in an oversized version, no kidding, the oversized version of a Christmas tree bill at the state capitol. That's the term that lawmakers and lobbyists apply to a measure that usually surfaces during the final days of the legislative session in odd-numbered years. It gets the name because it's stuffed with cash to pay for presents in lawmakers' districts around the state. It's rumored to be used as leverage to secure votes on other policy and spending bills. Yep. That's how you buy people's votes, folks. The Christmas tree bill. With Republicans, the story continues. This is Chris Lehman, by the way. He's one of the few honest reporters left out there. With Republicans having staged several quorum-killing walkouts over the last few sessions, the prospect of getting to divide up nearly $800 million in federal cash could be a way to keep the GOP lawmakers in the building. There's your answer, folks, as to why Fred Girard is ludicrously defending his reasoning for staying in the building. By the way, this Facebook interview that he did also makes the unbelievably ludicrous idea that they get to have a voice in redistricting. You have got to be kidding me. That is one of the most stupid things that Fred Girard ever could have said. Now, there is a recall petition for Fred Girard. I don't know the person behind it, although I've been told that this person actually had a Gateway Pundit story about him in 2019. Because he has his truck, his black Chevy Blazer. And the guy's a black man, by the way. Okay? Plastered with Trump stuff and the crap he gets driving around Portland. Well, at any rate, at some point, I'm going to try to have a conversation with this person and get him on the air. And where you can figure out, and there actually is a pact that's been set up for this from Rob Taylor, who is the Second Amendment activist from Coos County, Coos Bay, who is responsible for the Sanctuary County ordinances that have been passing across the state. Rob Taylor is behind this and he's a passionate guy. He has a radio talk show also down in Coos Bay. Maybe we'll get Rob on to talk about it also at some point here. But I want to encourage you to help out in any way that you can. Fred Girard has lost all of my respect. I'm sorry. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? You can send an email again to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.new. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. You're up first today, Art. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Oh, darn. I don't do Facebook, so I could not see Gerard's, as you described it, the pathetic excuses. And that's all it is. You know, the six individuals who would allow themselves to be bribed, allow the Democrats extort there, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to call it like it is, Jeff, because I'm not politically correct. Which unfortunately...
Thank God you're not.
Well, but, you know, unfortunately, Senator Girard, it has shown his true colors, and hopefully he will suffer the consequences. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If he had any guts, he'd just resign and say, hey, you know, I haven't got the guts to do my job, and so therefore I'm going to allow somebody to fill my position that will care about Oregonians. And the simple fact of the matter is, Jeff, you and I both know the Democratic Party has done a piss-poor job of managing our state. Now they're getting a bailout from the Democrats on the federal side. But it's not going to get any better until these people are held accountable for their mismanagement. Do you think they're going to spend more money on forest management? The Democrats are going to allow that to happen?
No, no, not at all.
They kowtow to the... the environmentalists, you know, you can't mess with the forest, because if you do, then the eco cycle won't work right, which is a bunch of BS. But you and I both know that, Jeff. But I just wanted to jump in and say we not only have to hold Girard and the six Republican traitors, and I consider them traitors, but anyways, Jeff, I could go on and on about this. Have a great weekend. We all need to stand up and hold these damn people accountable, including the Democrats. We ought to start a recall on Courtney.
Yeah, that's long overdue, too. Thanks, Art. Back in a moment with Rich. Don't go away. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
No, that's not poverty. Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of
Stop the car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We are back. It's Freedom Friday. That means you get to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. It's all on the table. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.com. .am. Before I go to Rich, who's been nice to hang on through the break, Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor you can trust because he lives his personal faith in his work. And again, you don't just take my word for it. And it's not just a slogan. They mean it. Just go to his website and check out all of the very satisfied customers, their comments. Even more importantly, look at the great before and after pictures of some of their projects. If that doesn't give you confidence, I don't know what would. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. It is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Let's go to Rich. Rich, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind today, brother?
I got an email from Gerard that says he's not leaving Oregon. He's a fifth-generation Oregonian, and Oregon is his home.
Well, then why did he tell Kevin Starrett of Oregon Firearms Federation that he was moving to Tennessee?
I'm an observer. I just ask questions and observe the answers I get back. The other side of that, too, is that, you know, the Democrat Party is extremely racist. Look what they did with Major League Baseball and United Airlines and Delta and Coca-Cola. They're just doing what their Chinese handlers have told them to do. It's not Russian handlers because they're a little bit more subtle about things than the Chinese are. And as votes for sale, my vote's for sale, but they don't want to give me what I want for my vote.
And what do you want for your vote?
I want them to tell me who their handlers are and how much money they got from them and any illegal gotten things they've done in the last 15 years, and I want them to resign.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Yeah, but that's as fanciful as Fred Gerard thinking that him staying in the building is highlighting how bad the Democrat bills are and letting them pass and letting them do untold forever damage to us and our liberty, that's better than walking out and not letting the bills pass.
Yeah, well, I've been in the building, as you know, and I think it'd be pretty easy to know exactly what they're doing, whether you're in or out of the building once you've been there for a few years, like Senator Gerard. So you're right. That doesn't hold a whole lot of credibility with me. You don't have to stay to find out.
No, you don't. You don't have to stay at all. It's just stunning to me. Well, again, the Oregonian article just, it says it all, is that it's a powerful incentive to stay in the building because you get to figure out how much pork you can bring home to your district in a Christmas tree bill.
Well, there again, the question I always have is how much you're really going to get. Is she going to line out a veto after you do her bidding, or is she going to...
She's done that before.
Or is she not going to line out a veto, but when it comes time to give you the money, they say, oh, we don't have enough money. Have a nice day.
Well, it's like Art said. If you think you're getting money for your forest and you're selling your vote, selling us out, our rights to get money for your forests in your district, what's to say that they actually spend that money? What's
exactly
to say that they don't change their mind? You bring up a great point.
Look at all the bills that you and I have read over the years where the Democrat Communist Party says certain things are going to certain things in these bills, but yet if you read the fine print, it says, oh, wait a minute, legislature has the right to change it any time they want.
And they often do.
Always. Always do.
They often do. Rich, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Great point. Hard to,
you too. Bye.
Hard to argue with the history of how money gets spent and how promises are not kept in the administration. Once the budget bills are signed, it doesn't matter what's in the Christmas tree bill, folks. Kate Brown can line on a veto. She's done it before. They can change how they spend the money, and they often do. And because they have the votes to do it, and because Republicans are stupid to buy into this and make ridiculous arguments like Fred Gerard has made, because of that, the Republicans under Gerard and these other feckless, incapable of defending the Constitution and understanding why they should defend the Constitution, they're just like Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football. They really believe that Democrats are going to keep their word. They might keep some of it. But whose spending do you think is really going to come first? Because, see, Democrats don't care. See, the old saying in the building used to be this, friends. Your word is the only currency in the building. That just isn't true anymore. It used to be. And for people like Gerard and others to think that that's still how it is inconceivably naive. It just is. You see, the people that control the building today are not the people who used to, the Democrats who used to believe that. They're just not. Tim, I want you to hang on through the bottom of the hour break because we got like 1 minute and that isn't enough time. The people in charge of the building today are the radical leftists, and they are the Marxists who believe that by any means necessary, it includes lying. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Freedom Heating and Air is another one of our great sponsors. And friends, I want to truly encourage you to think about doing business with a great Salem-based company. It's been here a long time because they take care of their customers. They do a great job to make your life better. A cleaner home with these great air filtration systems that kill viruses, by the way. But also just keeping you comfortable. Summer's coming. We're going to have some warm days next week. If your heat pump, your air conditioning system is not keeping up, or maybe just it's time to replace it or the old furnace and put in a heat pump. Freedom Heating and Air is a company worthwhile you considering to do that. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Freedomheatingandair.net. It's 6:30. We'll be back with Tim in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? Anything's on the table. Isn't that to be what I'm talking about? What's on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest? About politics in America or Oregon or whatever today, 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Or emails to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. I've got lots of great emails, but Tim was nice enough to hang on through the bottom of the hour break, so we go right to the phones. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. Who's responsible? The senator of the party? What action is the Republican Party doing right now? The Democrats?
Nothing. In fact, the Republicans, the Oregon Republican Party, as near as I can tell, is just really blaming all of this. They're not saying a word about Republicans who stayed on the floor. They're really just blaming it on Democrats. The last I saw.
Well, the Democrats don't do anything the Republicans don't allow. And the one thing that was interesting that
That's
I gave
right.
in my message is that this is an excellent time to expose the Democrats and the governor at what they'll do to Republicans or to voters if they don't get what they want. So what I would do is take all the action against the Republican Party. Flush down Kate Brown. How about flush down the Republicans? What would you do? What would you do if you had the resources to take them on? And then what resources would you like?
What would I do personally? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. What if you had the resources? What would you do?
Well, I would do precisely what is beginning to occur right now. If I had the resources, I would begin well-funded recall campaigns in all six of these Republican districts. Now, let's think about that for a moment. At least three of these districts are solid conservatives, and you could, Fred Gerard's district, Bill Hansel's district over in Pendleton, Eastern Oregon, and Lynn Findley's district over in Ontario, which includes a lot of Central Oregon, by the way, interestingly enough. Those are all very solid Republican districts. You could recall all three of them, and I would put, if I had the money, I would put money into the effort of gathering the signatures and then a lot of money into running the campaigns against them, and they would all three be defeated. They would have to be replaced by conservatives to fill out their terms by the local Republican parties of each county, by the county commissioners. Local Republican Party puts forward three candidates, and then those candidates get chosen by the county commissioners of each of those districts. Okay, that's how it works. Now, the three others are more swing districts, especially Deschutes County, where Tim Knope is, has decidedly turned Democrat. So the risk you have there, if you take out a guy who, I mean, he barely won. Okay, I mean, he did win, but he barely won this last November. You risk losing that seat. Okay, so you got to be more careful there in how you accomplish that. I still think he has to be held accountable. Recall is one of the ways of doing that, or leverage him with other things is the other way that you do that. Now, Dick Anderson out on the coast, he's a freshman legislator, senator. He was former mayor of Lincoln City. He took over a Democrat district. He won by decent numbers. That district is become more and more conservative based on timber unity and that kind of thing. Okay. You could take him out and replace him with a conservative who did and said the right things. So you're probably okay there. And that leaves then Bill Kennemer, which is still in a slightly Republican district. That's Canby, that's some of Oregon City, Malala, or part of Malala, so on and so forth. That's another area that you would have to be careful about who you replaced him with a conservative who will stand on their principles, say the right things. And this is why, to answer your question, if I had resources, I would put money into helping each of these candidates run to be elected, chosen by to replace every recalled member of the Senate, and then messaging in specific polling about messaging in each of their districts that they continue to use through the serving of the rest of this of their terms before they run for reelection again. That's what I would do. And that's how I think that we would win and not only hold those seats, but I think we would probably gain seats because it shows that you can win if you have the right philosophy and the right message. I know that's a little bit long, Tim. I'm sorry for that length of that, but does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I still think we ought to flush down the Republican leadership. I think they've plugged the toilet.
Well, you're right about that, but again, they don't have enough votes. Now, if Brian Boquist came back in to become a Republican, he's not going to do it, by the way. I know Brian well. Then it would be a 6-6 tie, and they would have to choose somebody else because they would be at an impasse. Right now, there's six rhinos that vote for themselves versus five conservatives who walked out and are willing to stand for our constitutional rights. You're right. He needs to be replaced. It just ain't going to happen until some great dynamic changes here. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Is that Power Buick GMC talk line? Let's go to the next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Hello.
Good morning. Oh. Who is this?
This is Lucy from Salem here. And I just can't believe how we can... Nancy Pelosi and all of the Democrats get by with the lies. Isn't that extortion when they're in the court and actually telling lies about the insurrection, which was not an insurrection at all.
Well, all right. So you bring up a good point, because there is some, you talk about them getting away with the lies.
Yes.
They need to be sued when they make those comments outside of the halls of Congress. They're actually protected, believe it or not. And it's Ruthie, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Ruthie, it is anything they say within the halls of Congress is protected speech. They can lie. They can accuse Republicans of all manner of evil things, and they're not liable for defamation lawsuits. Now, once they walk out of the confines of Congress, they are liable, and they need to be sued. They need to be held accountable, Ruthie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that sometimes Republicans on the offensive, we're just getting the wind knocked out of us. But if we think about what we're doing, we need to start being on the defensive and start standing up for our country and the Constitution and what our forefathers fought for. And we need to start standing up and fighting. And even though, there's some of the people that are not doing maybe the way we think and recall them, well, let's talk to them. Let's work with them. Let's making them act that way. Let's, try to be working with them.
You're 100% correct. You're
okay. Bye-bye. Have a
right on the money. Some Republican senators serving in the Oregon Senate don't get it. Great points. 503-589. Thank you, Ruthie. Have a marvelous weekend. Appreciate you calling. Do it again, by the way. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Before I go to Glenn, Ben wrote me a great email from yesterday's shows. It's a great show today. The experience of gun control has not worked in cities like Chicago. And that should be proof enough that these laws not only do not work, but creates a much more dangerous place to live. The stories of tragic mass shootings you see in the news mostly happen where lawful citizens are not allowed to carry concealed weapon. The many stories of an armed citizen that saves the day go unreported. But an experiment that does work, like where Switzerland, where men between 18 and 30 are issued a pistol or a rifle, and they have the fewest gun deaths of any country in the world. I guess your average college-educated Democrat studied for the removal of truth and logic. Again, they're chasing their tails around like they thought they could cool the earth. Well said. Glenn, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say today?
Yeah, Jeff. If we do recall the bad legislatures in the Senate, the damage it's done now, it's done for what, 2 years before they could have a chance to fix it if three or four others came in that would vote in the opposite or stand their ground? Is it still waiting 2 years?
At this point, we will have no choice. We shouldn't have to wait, because Republicans should have walked out and shut it all down and stopped. But you're right. We're going to have to wait. Now, and the problem is the damage. We're never going to undo these laws, because you would have to have a Republican House and Senate and a Republican governor to unwind what's about to happen, because Republicans chose not to stand up and defend the Constitution and our rights.
That's what makes it so tough, because you got all three chambers, or two chambers and one governor, to get back what we lost.
Yes. And
so it's not that easy, is it? And the executive order, governor and the president, they signed just like a flip of a pen, especially when they violate even the state constitution or the federal constitution. How can that be changed?
Good question. Try to answer.
Because it's rotten. It's rotten to the core.
It is. It is rotten to the core. Thanks, Glenn. 6:48 in the morning, back in a moment with a ton of phone calls. They're all lined up. Street of Pride. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I use Pro Bioscience CBD products because I know what's in them. I know that it is the best CBD you can get because it's all Oregon grown, which is the toughest standards for growing. I know, because as you know, I used to grow hemp for CBD. I don't anymore, but I did at a point in time. And Pro Bioscience is based here in Salem. You can talk to them. You can be assured that they are going to be honest with you about what they're giving you. And, you know, last night I put the pain stick on my shoulders. I've been having some tightness in my shoulders just from various things and woke up feeling great. But they have many great products. Why don't you check them out online? Pro-Bioscience.com. Pro-Bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their very wide-ranging and growing line of CBD products that make your life better, or even your pets for that matter, use the discount code SHOWERS for the month of April. You get 15% off. SHOWERS, as in April showers. Had some yesterday morning. April showers. Showers, 15% off. You could also check out their products at the tobacco pouch at the retail store in Edgewater. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, you're up next.
I just was calling for a short little announcement. I was listening to Mike Gallagher, and he's been a great proponent of getting the shot that's being promoted, and he is now experiencing, he went and had it, and he's now experiencing abdominal pain and groin pain. That's how he put it. And
really?
And he said that
wow.
He went to the doctor, and the doctor said that although he wasn't sure, it couldn't be ruled out that it was a shot that did it to him. So he's in a state of wonderment right now. But I just wanted to warn people again to read the literature that goes with the shot before getting it. At least read the literature. And it would be better to hear the stories of those who have gotten the shot who have not done well. There's a lot of people who haven't done well, and there are nations that have banned the shot. And
yeah, that is true. That is sadly true. I you know, it's interesting. I think I just thought, Oregon Watchdog has a story, Rebecca. 168 people in Oregon got vaccinated, and they've gotten COVID. And that's just COVID. That's not side effects like you're talking about.
We don't know how many people are experiencing all kinds of side effects, including death, because the state is not interested in admitting that side of this whole thing.
Oh, no.
It's a big propaganda campaign going on, and the only ones that are being allowed to speak are those who are excited about having gotten it.
Yeah, well said. Rebecca, thank you. Have a marvelous weekend. I appreciate your contribution. Before we go to Rowan, who's up next, Walt writes me an email, said, first of all, let me remind you that this evening, Friday evening, there'll be a second Freedom Business Fellowship meeting at the River Church starting at 7 o'clock. They're asking all concerned local business owners and concerned citizens from the area to assemble, share, educate, and prepare to defend against these tyrannical orders being handed down by Kate Brown. Second, wanted to explain to you about the picture I sent you of the sign of the Luis Martinez Law Firm. Luis had notified that someone tried to smear him today for his sign via review on Google. Well, you got to understand, Luis's family, they're from Cuba. His father is Manny Martinez, who literally sat across the table from Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro lied to him about they wouldn't take their family businesses. They did. So everything Luis Martinez puts up on his law firm, they're on Lancaster, excuse me, not Lancaster, on Commercial Street I forget which street it is, but at any rate, everything he puts up there is based on their family's personal experience with communism. They stand firm for it. Good for them. Let's go to Rowan. Rowan, you're up. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm thinking about that huge pork bill. If I have $10 in my left pocket and I move it to my right pocket, it's still $10. It didn't increase. It's the same $10. Government creates no wealth. So if they're going to give us, and I was out walking my dog, not armed with a gun, just a dog, so I didn't get it written down what the figure is. But if they're going to give us 700 plus million or whatever, they first had to take it from us. So why should anyone be excited about getting it? Why didn't they just leave it with us to begin with? We'd have all been better off.
Yeah, you're right. And you bring up a really important point here. Government does not create wealth. It does not create income. It does not create prosperity. It simply redistributes what wealth and prosperity has created for individuals, at least in our system. Well said, Rowan. Thank you. Be safe out there walking with your dog. Glad you got the dog with you. Before I read some more emails, Mr. Transmission Mile X is a new sponsor. They're in Wilsonville. It's Wilsonville Auto Repair. They are, again, one of these advertisers who has a lot of really positive comments on their website about how they treat you. I read you one yesterday. Let me read you another one today. Mabry writes, Mile X Transmission was very friendly. They found the probable cause of the problem after an hour when a miscommunication... let's go back to that. When a miscommunication had been made, they determined to make it right. Great communication, too. Isn't that who you want to do business with? Yep. Check them out on the web. They do more than transmissions, and they have free maintenance checks for you, by the way. Check them out on the web. It's Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Corby wrote me an email about more information to people think about mask wearing and breathing. It's these stories about how there are chemicals from a German study about toxic substances in these disposable blue face masks, and you're breathing it into your lungs. He goes on to say, not to mention breathing on their own exhaust gases, maybe we should cork our other end and not let that waste out either. Plus, many other sources are saying the same thing. Well said. Oh, Linda, Lee, Aline, Rich, thanks for your great email. Sorry I didn't get to them today. Folks, thank you all for listening. Keep believing, keep standing and fighting. Yep, keep praying, even for people like Fred Gerard and these other Republicans, that they will wake up to reality. See you Monday. Make it a great weekend.